The little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks a rosy glow. There's a store of healthiness handy. My side's always on the go. If you want to know, our set Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth a while if you could be like little Orphan Annie?
Here it is, 5:45 on Orphan Annie's birthday. And so far, Annie hasn't the slightest suspicion of the big surprise party we're going to have on her tonight. But first, attention everybody please, because tonight's the night when you're going to hear all about the big surprise that's coming for you. Yes, sir, the most beautiful and thrilling surprise Annie's ever had for her radio friends. Something absolutely new and different from anything you've ever heard over the radio before. So get your pencil and paper quick, so you don't miss a single word of the big news I'll be telling you the very minute the adventure's over tonight. But now, for Annie's big surprise party. You remember, Joe's keeping Annie away from the farm so she won't catch on. And all Annie's school friends have arrived for the party already. And hear the noise they're making in the silo kitchen, running around Mr. and Mrs. Silo. And listen, there's Potato Face talking now.
Hey, sweetie, look at my new suit.
I saw you at school today. You look like a checker boy. Not so much noise.
If Annie is anywhere in my house, she can hear the lot of you, most likely.
When's she coming, Mrs. Silo?
Yes, Mrs. Silo, when will she be here?
Are all the children here?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody from school. The only one that wouldn't come was Mike Poole.
He didn't come, eh?
Oh, he's just adored.
Joe Corncastle had to give him a good licking today. Thought he wouldn't give the secret away to Annie.
She declared a goodness.
It served him right.
When's Annie coming, Mrs. Silo?
Well, Joe promised to have her here by 20 minutes to 4.
Oh, it's almost 20 minutes to 4 now.
Yes, indeedy. I know it is.
Hey, Jimmy, take a look out of the window. See if you can see Joe and Annie coming.
Okay.
Now, you children can all hide in the parlor. And when you hear Annie and Joey inside, you can get up, come running out, and holler to God.
All right, Mrs. Silo.
Hey, get ready, everybody. It's really coming.
Sure, yeah. Get up, cover there, everybody.
I declare to goodness, hide, all of you, hide. Hurry up, hurry up.
Yes, indeed, get hidden, you children.
Hurry up.
It looks like we're all ready now, Ma.
Paul, that tablecloth. Pull it straight. All the presents are hidden there. She'll see them when she comes in.
Sure, Ma, sure.
Quick. We don't want her to suspect anything. Oh, my goodness, whose hat is that over there on the windowsill? Throw that in the bedroom, Paul. Annie's got sharp eyes. She'd notice if there was anything wrong.
Oh, I'll get it, Ma.
Oh, there, now I think everything's all right.
Just in time, too, Ma. There's the young uns coming now.
Sure enough.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm sorry I couldn't find you.
Oh, I'll bet there never was a beaver there.
Honest, there was, Annie. Peter and Paul told me. They said they saw him starting to build his house. We just didn't look in the right place, that's all.
What's the matter there, you young uns?
Oh, I was going to show Annie a place where a beaver's building his house. And when we went over there, we couldn't find it.
Mrs. Silo?
What's the matter, Annie?
It's the lizards. What's the matter with you?
Me? Why, there's nothing the matter with me.
Surprise!
It's the lizards. Golly, jumping grasshoppers.
Now, children, all together.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Annie. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know what to say.
Hey, how about putting her on the back? I dragged her every year.
No, you can't start calling me. You'll break my back. Nothing.
Oh, reach under the table there, Pawn. Get out the presents.
Yeah, get the presents.
Where do you keep the presents?
Presents, too?
Of course there are. This is a regular party.
Hooray, 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 hooray.
here on the table.
Suffering mackerel? Are those all for me?
I never had a birthday party like this in all my life.
For mercy's sake, Danny, start opening them up and see what's inside of them. I'm as anxious to see what they are myself. Look at this one here with the foreign-looking paper around it and those funny postage stamps.
Oh, I know what those are. I saved them. Those are Chinese stamps. Ooh,
what? Chinese?
Now, who could this be from?
Oh, golly, look, it's from Mark G. There's his name up there in the corner.
Who is he?
He was a real nice Chinaman that Joe and I met over in China. Now, how do you suppose he found out when my birthday was?
Well, what is it, Annie?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a beautiful silk kimono.
That's beautiful, Annie.
Yes, isn't it grand?
Gee, that was nice of Mark G. Hey, Joe, help me open some of these. It'll take me all day to open them all.
Sure, Annie. Look here, here's one for Mr. Montague.
Well, open it up and see what that is.
Oh, gosh, Annie, here's one I'll bet you'll want to open yourself.
What is it?
Here, it's just a little package.
Who's it from, Annie?
It's from Daddy Warbucks.
Oh, declare to goodness.
Look at the stamps on it. It's from some foreign place, too.
Let me see them, Annie.
Oh, gosh. Those are from Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia? Where's that?
That's a country in the middle of Europe.
Open it up and see what it is, Annie. See what Mr. Warbuck sent you.
I am, Mrs. Silo. Oh, here's a box.
There must be inside there.
No, there's more paper in here. Oh, golly, there's a little box inside all this paper. I can feel it.
Well, get it open, Annie. See what it is.
Here it is, Mrs. Silo.
I declare, a little box like that, why... It looks to me like jewelry. See what's in it, Annie.
Leaping lizards. Look. It's a ring.
Isn't that a beauty? Come here and look at it, Paul. Take it out and put it on.
It's got a beautiful big stone in it, too. Gee, that's a grand ring.
How does that look? Just look at the way that stone shines and sparkles.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, look. Look, Annie. Well, there's written on the ring right next to the stone here. Well, I thought so. See what it says here? It's got October on one side of it and the word hope on the other side. Hope's the birthday sentiment for October.
Let me see, Pa.
And that rose-colored stone in there must be your birthstone, Annie. Sure, that's what it is. That's a rose zircon. And it's a beauty, too. That's the birthstone for October. I remember all of them.
Leaping lizards. That makes it my own personal birthday ring. Daddy's a peach to send me such a swell present.
He certainly is. And now, let's see what else you got.
Hey, wasn't that a grand surprise for Annie? And did you ever hear of such a keen birthday present as the beautiful ring she got from Daddy Warbucks? But now, attention everybody, please. Here's the big news of the big surprise that Orphan Annie has for you. Because now... We are going to give every one of you boys and girls a chance to get a birthday ring just like Annie. A ring with your own birthstone in it. So it'll be your very own personal birthday ring. And believe me, it's a beauty. Perhaps one of the most expensive looking rings you've ever seen. Absolutely different from any ring offered on the radio before. Now just listen to how different it is. First of all, this birthday ring Annie will send you is a genuine gold-plated ring. Yes, sir, it's finished in genuine 24-carat gold plate. And on top of that, it has a special rose gold finish, just like you're putting on some of the finest gold jewelry these days. Another thing, this Orphan Annie birthday ring is a big ring, like the ones your mother and father wear. It's 5/8 of an inch across the front and made up in a very stylish, modernistic design like the most expensive rings. And what's more, this Orphan Annie birthday ring is an automatic fitting ring. So no matter how big or small your finger is, it will fit you exactly right. Didn't I tell you it was going to be a big surprise? Oh, but that's only the beginning. Here's the biggest thrill of all. Just wait till you see the beautiful birthstone that's set in this ring. It's a handmade, simulated birthstone, actually imported from Europe, just like the stone that Daddy Warbucks sent to Annie. And your birthstone will just twinkle and shine and sparkle like everything because it's a big birthstone and has 42 facets or sides to reflect the light, just like a real jewel does. And your stone set up high in a specially designed modernistic setting where everybody can see it sparkling and shining when you wear it. Now, just think of that. And best of all, the ring you get will have your own particular birthstone in it. Because there are 12 different stones, a different stone for each month. For example, if your birthday comes in October, the same as Annie's, you'd get a beautiful simulated rose zircon in your ring. And the birthstone for November is a brilliant golden sapphire. Or if you were born in September, you'd get a simulated sparkling blue sapphire as the birthstone in your ring. So you see, there's an entirely different birthstone for every single month of the year. And Annie will see that you get the right birthstone for your birthday to make it your very own personal birthday ring. Can't you just see how proud you'll be of that? Because your ring will be different from all your friends unless they happen to have a birthday in the same month as yours. And listen to what else Annie puts on this ring for you. Right next to the stone, where everybody can see it, it shows the month you were born in, spelled out right in the middle. And on the other side of the stone, in the same way, it tells the sentiment that goes with your birth month. A different word for each one of the 12 months. For example, if your birthday comes in October, like Annie's does, your ring will say October right next to the stone. And on the other side of the stone, it will say hope, because that's the special birthday sentiment for October. Boy, oh boy, did you ever dream of having a big, shiny, gold-plated birthday ring like that for your very own? You know, some rings that we've seen in the stores with imported birthstones just like these have sold for as much as $2 to $4. But you can't buy rings like these Orphan Annie birthday rings anywhere because they've been made up specially for Annie's radio friends, you boys and girls who drink your Ovaltine regularly. And you can get this ring for only 10 cents and one Ovaltine aluminum seal. Just think of getting a bargain like that. So send in right away. And now listen close, because I'm going to tell you exactly how to get one of these beautiful gold-plated rings with your very own birthstone in it. Now, here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Next, put down your birthday month, the exact month in which you were born. Now, that's very important so Annie will know what kind of a birthstone ring to send you. Then, just mail it in together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine and also 10 cents in coin. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all you do. So remember, you put three things in the envelope when you send in for your birthday ring. First, you put in a piece of paper showing your name, address, and the month of your birthday. Second, you put in an Ovaltine aluminum seal. And third, you put in 10 cents in coin. And then, just mail the whole thing in to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Say, I'll bet boys and girls everywhere will be sending in for their rings this very night. And you certainly want to be the very first of all your friends to wear one of these birthday rings. Remember, you don't have to wait for your birthday to come around. You can send in right away, so you can begin wearing your ring in a short time. So ask your mother to get you a can of Ovaltine at her drug or grocery store, because even if you have some at home now, you'll be needing another can pretty soon anyway. And then, as soon as you get it, just take out all of that thin, round aluminum seal. Put it in an envelope, together with 10 cents in coin, and a piece of paper printed plainly with your name and address, showing also the exact month in which you were born. Then mail the whole thing in to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. And then Annie will send you your genuine gold-plated birthday ring with your own beautiful imported simulated birthstone in it, just as fast as you can. So get busy right now. And don't forget, be here right on time Monday at 5:45 to hear the exciting things that will be happening to Annie next. We'll see you Monday at 5:45 then. Goodbye. Thank you.